So how's your feeling? How's your calf feeling? It looked like you took a lot of hits because you couldn't get escape from stuff.
No worse for the wear, I don't think. It actually felt a little better as the game wore on and had some heat on it. But as the adrenaline got going, I felt like I was able to do a little bit more than I expected coming in the game. So I definitely didn't take any steps back.
You didn't get the help you wanted to last week from around the league. This week, how much sweeter does that make this win?
Well, we just got to worry about ourselves. And, 27-10 looked pretty good there. Let him get back in it with a couple real poor drives on offense. Didn't take any time off the clock. But when we had to have a play, we made it. And, it's good to get the win, and everything's right in front of us now.
What did you see on the last play, and how was he able to get behind everybody?
I was moving to my left a little bit. We had an edge protection called with some deeper route concepts trying to get the first down. And we came over the sideline. I was aware of the fact they were going to take some time off. I think the original clock was at 57. The play clock was at 36. Third and 11 is not a high percentage conversion rate. So I wanted to take a little bit of time off in case we didn't convert to not give him any time. But as I dropped back and moved slight to the left, I saw Jordy put his hand out. Figured that safety on the backside hadn't rolled to the middle. So they're playing a quarters look and just trying to put enough air on it for him to run underneath it. Yeah, that's what he does. He makes those kind of catches. I teased him early in the game. We missed on a couple deep ones. One looked like he had his hands on him. One I kind of underthrew him that we were going to have to hit one before the end of the game. And sure enough, we did.
Was a crossing route, too, that made it sound like that was maybe the primary read. Did you just see Nelson and just decide to throw it, or did you look at that first?
Yeah, the read on the play is really the backside safety and what his shoulders are doing. If he's retreating, you're going to look kind of the deeper crossing route to the in route, which was Devontae and Randall. If he's square-shouldered, you can give the post a chance. And he looked to me like he was square-shouldered. Jordy got inside of 22 and just tried to put it in a place where he could come down with it. And then there was a little bit of chaos after that. I don't know what was going on behind me, but I was running down to clock it, and Lane was coming back on the field. But even before the play, we had Don and Spriggsy come out. So I'm proud of those guys. A lot of guys contributed today. Ty Montgomery was great. Kristen Michael had a nice run for a touchdown. Ran the ball for more yards than we have around here in a while. So it was a good team win for us.
Hey, what could you say about Ty Montgomery specifically and his performance, the tackle breaking, some explosion?
Yeah, that's what he does. I mean, he's a strong guy. I think people don't understand how built he is. I mean, he's a compact 220-pound guy who has a good quick twitch, but he's also got a really good stiff arm, and he had a number of yards, I'm sure, after contact, which says a lot about his ability to make something out of sometimes not much. So the line, I think, did a really good job of blocking, both in the passing game and in the running game, but we rely on the backs to get those extra yards or to break those tackles, and I think both guys did today.
How tough was it playing in this cold?
Yeah, it was uncomfortable at times, but I think it was warmer than most of us expected. We were expecting minus teens, and I think we only got, I don't know if we got quite there, minus single digits probably. So, I went out about 2 hours before the game and felt good after that coming in that it wasn't going to be as cold as maybe 2008 or definitely not 2007, so.
How rewarding is it to win a game like this? You've played really well in this rivalry. You didn't convert a first down from the first drive until the end, but then you get that huge play to Jordy, and you've been looking for that type of huge play to Jordy all year.
Yeah, that was a big play for us. And definitely in the game, we had some chances on a few plays, to be a little more efficient or to come up with catches that we didn't make. And, come up with a play like that is great. We've had some fun games here over the years. And they've been like this. I was telling the crew this week, you throw out the records in games like this because they're a tough team. This is a tough rivalry. Obviously they wanted to play the spoiler. But our defense had a big stop there on third down, gave us the ball back. Mike did a good job with the timeouts. And then, we kind of fiddled around the first couple downs and made it a little more dramatic. And then Jordy, obviously, with the with a great play, and Mason, you know, the best kicker in the league with a clutch, two clutch, but he made it twice. I mean, it was great.
You guys have done this a few times in December. What is it about this team when you're getting down to the end of the series? You don't see that necessarily with other teams.
Well, I think we have a lot of grit as a team, and we stick together in the adverse situations. There wasn't any finger pointing after 27-10 turning to 27-27 from either side. We just knew we had to go out and make some happen. It's fun to be standing here at 8-6. We all know what 4-6 felt like. I mean, that was tough. We were playing badly. We were taking it on the chin, rightfully so, from the media. But we never stopped believing in each other, and we've stuck together. And I give our coaching staff and our leadership a lot of credit for that. And I'm really proud of the guys for doing that. But in this time, to really answer your question, we have a lot of expectations on young players to play well. And if you look across the field at all 22 starters and then look at the guys who contributed, we have a number of young players who we expect to grow up throughout the year and play well. Ty Montgomery's one of them. You know, big impact today for us. Look at the defense. You know, Rollins playing a lot of minutes, Dean Lowry, Kenny Clark. We expect those guys to play well for us, and they have, and that's why we're here, we're right here with a chance to, you know, keep on moving on.
You mentioned the weather and how cold it was, maybe warmer than you thought, but when you're hobbling a little bit, does that make it much more difficult for your movement when it's that cold?
It's more the field conditions. You know, the field was very firm in certain spots, and then also between the hashes it kind of got tore up a little bit. A softer field, I think, is harder on a you know, a muscle like mine that's been injured. But I got to give our training staff a lot of credit. You know, we put a lot of time in the rehab this week, and I'm here and able to play because of that time, and I appreciate those guys a lot.
What did you think of the hits you took? Did it feel like more than usual, and were any of them, like, uncommonly hard? Or?
No, I mean, the issue was I just couldn't get away today, and they did a good job covering us down. As you look at the, you know, some of the pictures on the sideline on the notepad, you know, they did a good job of covering us, especially on third down, when not a lot of guys running open. And in those situations in the past, you know, I've been able to extend plays and do things with my legs. Today, obviously not as much, and then took some shots. Nothing that really bothers me at this point. It looked like the hit kind of, as I rolled to their sideline and threw it away, that TJ got hurt on. That one probably looked worse than it felt, so I'm feeling pretty good.
From a historical perspective, how cool is it to be a part of a team that actually ties this rivalry up for the first time in 80 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty exciting. And now, next year, the goal will be to take the lead in the series. So there's something special about this rivalry. It's great history between the two franchises, great fan base for each of them, and two great environments to play in. So I love the competition here at Soldier Field, and obviously we have a great home field advantage. But to be a part of this rivalry as an older player, I just have such a great appreciation for the league and obviously the great organization that I play for.
You feel you've been building toward a running game like this, you know, since Eddie went down, there's been a lot of angst about no running game. Today it really, really came through for you.
This was surprising today. I mean, I don't think we expected to rush for over 200 yards. I think we have confidence in Ty, and we want to get him a number of touches. But this was definitely unexpected in the best way possible.